From the Financial Times in New York, I'm Amy Keene, and this is FT News.
Let June the 23rd go down in our history as our Independence Day!
As the news that Britain voted to leave the EU traveled around the world, British expats and others tried to make sense of what the separation will mean for those living abroad. From Dubai to New York, here's what they had to say.
I was completely shocked. I thought it'd be tight. I didn't expect it would go the other way. I'm Scottish, so it's kind of a mandate for Scotland to redo the referendum from the other year, but it's like, I really didn't expect this.
My concern is that at this time where there's increased entropy and fragmentation globally, I think the Europeans, as a united front, has been a great source of inspiration for a lot of other groups that are trying to find ways to cooperate and collaborate together. And I think this is going to have huge repercussions on the European ability to integrate economically, but also externally to project a balanced force. I think the Europeans and the Americans together have been working towards being a positive force globally. And I think this represents blows for a lot of multilateral and international efforts, and it's going to distract the Europeans from their responsibilities globally. I think that's very bad for the global order.
I'm a bit afraid for the future, for the politics in Europe and particularly in France, because I'm sure today that we have big consequences for the economic and for the European project in general, but in the same time, I can totally understand people who don't want to be in the Europe team.
I'm very disappointed in the decision. I just think it was the right decision to remain as a collective unit, 45 years or whatever it is, within the EU.
Yeah,
I think we should have stayed. I think financially, economically, socially, we had a responsibility to remain. Mm. And I think in the long term, it would be bad for the UK as a whole.
I mean, who cares if David Cameron stays or goes? Mm. But, you know, for the next generation, my daughter, you know, is not going to be part of Europe. I think that's sad.
I think it's really good news. I think that it will enable the UK to look further afield to trade. I think if you live somewhere like Dubai and you are from the UK, you do realise that there are other, there is the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And I think there's been so much happening globally in the last 10, 15 years, that we've got to benefit from it. And this will force us to look outwards rather than inwards. And that is a really good thing.
So we like it that the English guys had their own mind. They said, okay, why we should follow Angela Merkel for the future. Yeah. But in fact, we know that the European community will break. That's for sure. The Brexit is the first step that this community it's going down. That's for sure.
This is going to probably inspire a lot of other far-right movements in the rest of Europe that exit is a thing. And I think now you're going to have other groups saying, well, we want to have a referendum as well about exiting the European Union. And fundamentally, we're going to have an area that has been primarily stable for the last 70 years. Not necessarily, I'm not saying there's going to be war, but I'm saying there's going to be a lot of political friction in those places. And, you know, if you look at the world today, that's not what we need.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.